The advice is very important that people do something that they're interested in and motivated to do. So it's no point in accepting an offer you've got, if you have one, that in your heart and soul you don't really want to do. So I think it's very important. You're going to go through a course for 2, 3, 4 years from now, and you want to be interested enough that you'll stick with the course. So that would be one bit of advice. If you got a course that you're definitely not interested in, the good news is, from IT Sligo and other higher education institutions, there are vacant places on offer. So in Sligo, we've 18 courses on vacant places. So that means that we're saying we've made offers to students that we feel there's going to be extra places available on that course. So if a student doesn't like what offer they've got, they can now come to us and say, I'd like to do that course that you're offering on vacant places. And we've 18 of those courses. 5 are at degree level, in the area of fine art, business, marketing, tourism, event management, sports, sustainable building. So there's a wide range of choices there. Oh, we also, interesting enough, have courses in archaeology, and there's been a lot of talk about archaeology over the summer with the drought and archaeological findings being exposed. So that's an area that we find it's a niche area, but there are people who are particularly interested in archaeology. So there is good choice, and so there's no panic if people have got an offer they're not interested in. If people do not have an offer yet, or even they haven't applied to the CAO yet, they can still do that. They can apply for €45 to the CAO and put down one of our vacant place courses on it.
Okay, and would there be many students who haven't applied through the CAO?
There would be the order of, I suppose, about 7 or 8% of students would, so they might have done the leaving certificate, or there might be mature students who didn't think about it going back to college until now, and suddenly they're alive, they're out of the CAO system, but in fact they're not. At this stage they won't get, their first choice of all the courses in Ireland, because we've all offered courses, all the institutes have, and we're filling places. But certainly they can now apply and ask to do one of the vacant place courses that we have an offer. So, and there is plenty of choice, as I said already.
Okay, so if you have been offered a place already, and as you said there, you don't want it, and you perhaps want one of these vacant places, how do they go about doing that then? Do they have to call the colleges directly, or do they go through the system online?
Well, if you're on the CAO, you can log in on your application through My Application, through the CAO, and then you can select the course you want, and there'll be a list of vacant places, courses from all the institutions. I suppose the quickest way for IT Sligo is call our hotline, 071-9318-510, or you can send an email at info@itsligo.ie. So either of those routes will get you somebody who will talk you through, how to make an application. But, through the CAO or directly through IT Sligo is the way to go.
And I suppose once they get the course sorted out that they hopefully like, as you mentioned there, then the next big question is around renting. Now, I would imagine students going to IT Sligo probably have less of a headache than other parts of the country, and certainly Dublin. Tell us what the rental market is like here in Sligo, Brendan.
For students, it's very good. We're very fortunate that we have plenty of student accommodation in the proximity of the campus, within walking distance of campus. There's over 2,400 student accommodation beds, plus, private renting, people renting their houses, and bed sits and so on. But direct student accommodation, we're very well endowed. And I suppose the relevant point for us is that compared to Dublin, and this is kind of a conservative estimate, you're paying €250 less a month for accommodation in Sligo than you would in Dublin, and you're paying €100 less than you would in Galway per month. So it's significant, certainly on families that are supporting their children going to college. That's a significant impact. And it's the cost of it, and it's the ease of access. Whereas in Dublin, you're paying more, but you still mightn't actually get a place to stay, or you might be miles away from your college.